From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Ann Ball reporting. The political party of Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has called for angry protests during the visit to Jerusalem next week of U.S. President Mike Pence. Trump angered Palestinians earlier this month when he announced that the United States would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, reversing a delicate policy that had been in place for decades. Palestinian leaders reacted by canceling their plans to meet with Pence. He is still expected to meet with Israeli officials. Both Palestinians and Israelis claim Jerusalem as their true capital. Egypt is said to be circulating a draft resolution for the United Nations Security Council that would nullify any decisions on Jerusalem's legal status. Danny Dannon, the Israeli ambassador to the UN, has condemned the draft resolution. In a statement, Dannon said, quote, "No vote or debate will change the clear reality that Jerusalem has and always will be the capital of Israel." Around 1,000 people attended a rally in Frankfurt, Germany, on Saturday protesting President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Police said it was a peaceful protest. This follows a protest in Berlin last weekend where 2,500 people participated, also protesting the U.S. decision. For more news, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A huge wildfire ravaging the area around Los Angeles, California, has now been deemed the third largest in the state's history. Emergency officials say some 8,000 firefighters from a dozen states are in California to help battle the blaze. The cost of the firefighting operation is estimated at close to $89 million. The fire is thought to be 40% contained, but fire officials say about 18,000 structures are threatened. This includes the home of Oprah Winfrey and others in Montecito, California, near Santa Barbara. Two people have died as a result of the fire, a 32-year-old firefighter and a 70-year-old woman. President Trump is set to unveil on Monday his strategy to counter what he considers the most dire global threats to America. Trump's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, gave a preview of the administration's new national security policy this week. McMaster said the policy is driven by four key priorities: protecting the homeland, advancing and protecting U.S. prosperity, maintaining peace through strength, and advancing U.S. influence. U.S. President Donald Trump continued to tout his party's major tax bill Saturday. The president told reporters that everybody's going to benefit if it's signed into law, including those with middle income. Republican lawmakers finalized a version Friday of their compromise $1.5 trillion tax bill. But Democrats oppose it, saying it's going to hurt the middle class. If approved and signed into law, the tax legislation would be the first major legislative achievement of President Trump's nearly 11-month presidency. A recent report has found tens of thousands of children were abused in Australian institutions over the past decades. Most of the perpetrators were members of the clergy and school teachers. The report took the Royal Commission 5 years to complete and says children were preyed upon as those in charge looked the other way. Argentina has dismissed the head of the Navy following last month's disappearance of a submarine with 44 crew members aboard. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.